Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
All season long, he's been your baseball guy. Want to talk a little baseball? Woo! Here he is, talking a little baseball.
There's not much baseball left.
There's the
this season is behind us except for one game.
The game.
Game 7.
Game the one you've been waiting for.
As a sports fan, game 7s, it's great because everyone's available tonight.
Yep, everything is, there's no stone will be left unturned tonight for the 7th game.
Well, really, this is 6.0 or whatever you want to call it for the Dodgers, because they were in this mode last night.
Oh, yeah.
Because all hands were on deck. Kershaw was loosening up in the bullpen, went around the 5th or 6th inning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, I'd run him out there. I don't know. I like running him out there tonight. But if they have to, everyone's available.
And that's why Houston's pulled Lance McCullers back, because they could have used him yesterday too. But they're like, well, we can afford to hold guys back.
Is it possible that if this came down to it, that the Astros could run Verlander back out there tonight again? Really?
Sure. This is game 7. This is game 7. He's a free agent. He might not be even an Astro. I mean, he's probably not going to be an Astro next year. So,
Like we did
CeCe Sabathia back a few years ago.
Yeah.
We pitched every third game and every game of the playoffs. And we just.
Let's see. Justin, you've got to pitch again tonight.
I pitched last night.
Well, you didn't do very well, did you?
Well, I gave up 2 runs.
Yeah, well, we need a win out of you in the World Series.
Right, that's what we're paying the big money.
They've got a win out of him. He has one.
Yeah,
last night could have been his...
Well, we need another one then, because last one wasn't one.
It could have been his signature game, his gold chip, his blue chip, whatever you want to call it. And
going to get some big money in the offseason with what he's done since Houston acquired him. He's back to Verlander of old. It wasn't a terrible game yesterday, but when your offense only scores you 1 run, 2 is going to lose every time.
I thought with Verlander, I thought 1 might be enough. I really did. I thought the way he was dealing through it, 5 innings.
Yeah, he threw 9 Ks. I mean, 3 hits. He came out in that last inning he pitched, and that inning was a long inning because, as the Dodgers like to do, they change pitchers and they go into this long innings. And even though Houston couldn't score a run that inning, he was on the bench for a while, came out, walked a guy, being a guy, and that was it for him.
How'd you like Chase Upton last night?
Chase Utley?
Utley, excuse
Kate
me.
Kate Upton's on the mound.
Right, exactly.
How did Justin Verlander trap Kate Upton? Just kind of wonder.
Big league pitcher.
His at-bat last night when he came in. First, he has I don't know if it was a great catch at second base, but it was an inning ender. And it looked like the
clutch catch.
The Astros had something going.
Yeah.
He makes the little hop, he jumps, he catches.
Positioned perfectly.
Pretty routine.
He's positioned perfectly.
For a major leaguer. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, if that's me in a softball game and the game's on the line, I'm thinking, just catch it, just catch it, just catch it.
It hit me right in the wrist.
Right, you make that catch a million times. Then he comes up to bat and he gets beaned.
Right.
But he made no effort whatsoever to get out of the way.
He hadn't had a hit in the postseason yet, so he wanted to get on base. He hasn't had a hit since September 30th, so he's like, please. Like a month.
How many hits have you had since September 30th, Brian?
Well, none.
Well,
but then I'm not a professional baseball player.
So as a veteran, he's like, here comes, thank you.
Yeah, and
you.
And it was skipped in, too. Yeah, it hit about a foot in front of him.
He was trying to spike it, but not there. And that was huge, and then... And Taylor comes up, clutch as usual, and smacks that double.
But I laughed. I started laughing, going, he didn't even try to get out of the way. Now, how many young players are hopping or jumping, or is that just?
Some won't, but some are just, they'll bail at anything. You're like, stay in the box, take that pitch, especially against Verlander when he had 2 strikes on him.
What is the rule in the major league?
The box is yours.
I don't have to move.
No, but now if the pitch is coming over, you see guys stick their elbows out with
that's different.
And they're over the line.
Right, but when kids play, the umps will say, "Hey, you have to make an effort to get out of the way."
Depends where the pitch is.
Okay,
I mean, but not in the World Series. And the ump's not gonna. It's got to be pretty blatant from the call. Hey, that's not a bean. He leaned into it or whatever. I mean, it's got to be pretty blatant. They don't want that to be a game-changing call.
I don't know. Might be an interesting game if guys would just throw themselves into the middle of the strike zone.
Don Baylor used to do it.
Yeah.
Don Baylor just
right,
leaning
with his arm. I mean, like, take one in the chest. Like,
you can't drop the bat and stand on the plate when they're letting it go.
Like Agent McCarthy when he protected Ronald Reagan, just get big in front of the.
Can't do that. You gotta stay in the box.
So what are you hoping for today? I mean, we've seen everything in this series,
I'm
right?
I'm going to stay with my – I thought Houston in seven. I mean, it's going to be a great game tonight. Like I said, it's going to be a long game. Even if it's nine innings, I think it'll go 4 hours. Even if it's nine, I'm saying the over-under for pitching for pitchers used is probably 13, 14. I mean, the Dodgers, Roberts will throw guys out. He's got his stat cast down. He's like, what's the best matchups here? You'll see guys getting pulled. If Yu Darvish has any problems, he only went two innings last game.
Right.
He could go out in the first inning. If he gets, he walks one guy, you're out. Here comes the big old 1800s hook. And they should really have a hook, actually. Now, that would add some entertainment value.
Yeah, help.
Sure, the old Warner Brothers.
Yes.
This would be the easiest game to overmanage, right? Because there's, it's
not. Now it is, this is the era we're in now, unfortunately. I mean, I like seeing, like, the 92 World Series. We have a one-on-one pitching going all nine innings. Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
You're seeing every pitcher used tonight. Everybody.
It's all about matchups at this point.
It's about matchups, and you see a guy get a hint of trouble, and a matchup's coming up where
really?
It favors a new pitcher. You'll see him come out. Yeah, it's going to happen. That's why you're going to see a four-hour game. That first game we saw, the game of the World Series.
2.5 hours. Right. 2:37, is that what it was?
And then game two, 5 hours, and game five was fantastic.
Managers have no practice for this kind of game.
No. No.
This is like... And so they should. They should have one or two games in the season where they do absolutely everything they can to win.
Like they would do in a World Series.
Yeah. How do you ramp it up to this sort of pressure, though, in that game?
I don't know.
You can't ramp it up like that, but to manage like that would be
take the manager's family hostage, and they'll be sold.
Sold?
To, like, some Russian mining company if you lose this game, so you better win. I mean, how do you...
Not only is the Uranium-1 deal bad for our national security, they took the manager's family and sold them to Russia.
Kershaw would need to come in the game, which he will come in at some point tonight. He won't close the game because Jansen's are closing. He only threw 19 pitches yesterday in a two-inning save, but he could become that legendary, like Oral Hershiser's a legend World Series.
Well, he's got to come in and get out. He can't.
He's got to get out.
He can't get, maybe get he can't the give win. Up four like he did the other night.
No, he
you know,
can't
in one
do that.
Inning where he gave up,
no.
really gave the lead back.
We could see Keuchel versus Kershaw coming in. And in relief, I'm saying. Dallas Keuchel for Houston, he's available.
You're the bullpen. How do you feel about that? Hey, I'm here in the bullpen all year.
You're going to see, well, Houston's bullpen has been so bad, you're going to see probably every Houston starter before you see a Houston bullpen, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay, not that anybody knows, but how hard is that to be a starter all season and now get ready to
it
come in
like
the third inning?
It seems like they can't do it most of the time.
Right, that's what I mean. It's
seems
a
like
tough
they
move.
Just can't do it, and it's going to be interesting to see. Hopefully, being game seven, they're in a different mindset. As a regular season game, where you don't see that happen, but
is somebody up all night in the bullpen?
Oh, for sure. Well, somebody's getting loose all the time.
Okay, every inning, somebody's throwing, loosening up. No, nope.
They're so amped up, they won't need as much time to get loose.
The bullpen is an active place anyway.
Oh, for sure it is.
All right.
For sure it is. So I'm staying with Houston.
All right,
winning
so,
tonight.
So Houston's your call tonight?
It's my call the whole series. So I'm going to stay with it, and. Either way, it's going to be a great game. I don't expect another 13-12, but I can't hold it against it.
So 4 hours minimum.
Yeah, I think so.
And 14 pitchers, and you like Houston.
Yep. Take a nap, guys. Go home and take a nap. You're going to be up late tonight.
Stay up late.
Watch this game.
All right.
Watch this game.
All right.
Oh,
games,
boy.
Games.
What are they starting when?
7:15, 7:20, 7:10.
Kate Upton will be there, Brian.
I love Charlotte McKinney.
They may not show her as much tonight.
Well, that's their loss.
Anyway. All right. All right, Fireman Jim. We'll see what happens.
See you, Bob and Brian.